Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this edition of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring some of your favorite Motown songs, but they're sung by artists other than the Motown artist that made it an original hit. This half hour, we'll hear from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Gladys Knight and the Pimps, the Underdogs, the Spinners, the Jackson 5, the Supremes, Stevie Wonder, Brenda Holloway, and Marvin Gaye, all this half hour right here on Motown Memories.
Tom Fallon.
But
listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
That was The Underdogs with The Way You Do The Things You Do, a Smokey Robinson and the Miracles tune. And producer Norman Whitfield had already taken over the Temptations producer chair from Smokey Robinson the year before with a song called Ain't Too Proud to Beg when he entered Studio A on a Sunday to take on Smokey Robinson again, but this time with a quartet of Grosse Pointe High School teenagers. The Underdogs were a garage rock band, and they had introduced a wild version of Chris Clark's Lover Gone Wild, produced by Clarence Paul. Of course, this song never went anywhere with the Underdogs, but it was a great song recorded in March of 1967. And before that, we heard from Gladys Knight and the Pips with a song called Good Lovin' Ain't Easy to Come By. And that song established Gladys Knight and the Pips as hit makers for a few years, but they were new to the Motown label in the fall of 1966 when this song was produced. And we started with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, with both a Gladys Knight and a Marvin Gaye tune, I Heard Through the Grapevine. Well, you're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and for this entire hour, we're featuring some famous Motown songs sung by artists other than the artist that had it as an original hit. Let's continue now with the Miracles tune, Shop Around, but this time from the Spinners, right here on Motown Memories.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She says, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, my mama told me, yeah. Just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand.
My mama told me,
Tom with your requests. MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
You misery, a feeling again.
was The Supremes with a song called All I Need, and that was recorded and released in 1971. While Diana Ross had left The Supremes in late 1969 for a solo career, the group moved forward with Gene Terrell as their new lead singer and hit their first top 10 song with a song called Up the Ladder to the Roof, produced by Frank Wilson. Well, before that, we heard from the Jackson 5. This was before they had any hits, right on the cusp of that, because this song was recorded in July 1969, and before they had moved to Los Angeles. Well, Bobby Taylor, who had a group called Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, was their man behind the controls at this time. Well, he was set on continuing the soul tradition with them, and he cut a series of cover songs that featured an 11-year-old Michael filled with the spirits of Jackie Wilson. And of course, they took off in about 3 months after that. And before that, we heard from the Spinners with Shop Around, an original song recorded by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles and written by Berry Gordy and Smokey Robinson. Well, you're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And this hour, we're featuring songs that you know from artists that you may not know, at least the artist recording the particular version of the song we're featuring this hour. Let's continue now with a great song by The Supremes originally, but this is Stevie Wonder's rendition of it, I Hear a Symphony, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for feeling that so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony, a tender melody, pulling me closer, closer to your arms. Then suddenly, all your lips are touching mine, a feeling so divine. Till I leave the past behind, I'm lost in a world made for you and me, ooh baby. Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony played sweet and tenderly. Every time your lips meet mine, now baby, 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 I feel a joy within. Don't let this feeling end, let it go on and on, on and on. Now baby, baby, those tears that fill my
Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Baby, oh baby, I did you wrong. My heart went out to play, but in the game I lost you. What a price to pay.
Don't cry, don't cry.
Motown Memories. The home of Motown Memories. From the 60s, 70s, 80s. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. Tom Fallon. Tom Fallon. Tom Fallon.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May. Yes,
I guess you'll say, what can make me feel this way?
I've got so much honey, the bees envy me. I've got a sweeter song than the birds all up in the trees. Well,
I guess you'll say, what can make me feel this way,
my girl? Talking about my girl.
Recorded in 1966, while producer Mickey Gentile recorded several cover songs in New York for both Marvin and the Miracles. A couple of the Smokey Led cuts were issued on the Miracles album Away We A Go Go, while the tracks for Marvin stayed in the can for nearly 25 years. His light vocals are a sweet contrast to David Ruffin's rasp on the Temptations' original hit, coming at a time when Marvin was not so hot on the charts. But before that, we heard from a Motown Memories favorite, Brenda Holloway, and that was Ooh Baby Baby. Well, Brenda was Motown's West Coast princess, and she had filled the female solo gap when Mary Wells defected from the label in mid-1964. After two significant hits, Brenda unfortunately fell down the priority list despite her voice and looks. And by living in Los Angeles, Brenda didn't take advantage of the Detroit machine that exhibited itself for all the other Motown artists. Well, we started with Stevie Wonder and I Hear a Symphony. Well, the producer Hank Cosby walked into the Hitsville studios on another busy Thursday to cut a couple of Motown songs for Stevie that ultimately stayed in the can. Well, Stevie was 16 years old at the time, and he was back on the charts with Uptight, Everything's Alright, and Blowing in the Wind. Well, that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. Coming up, another half hour of some great Motown songs by artists other than the original hit, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.